USA Radio News.
All the soccer players and coach that were trapped in a Thailand cave were rescued earlier today by Navy SEALs. Dr. Mark Siegel lays out some of the challenges ahead for the boys.
You're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. You're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation. All that can be treated with cognitive behavioral therapy and possibly medication, but therapy is key here, and the earlier the better.
The confirmation battle ahead for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is already beginning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor earlier today.
A number of our Democratic colleagues could not even wait until the president's announcement last night before launching attacks on his nominee. This was, in some cases, quite literally a fill-in-the-blank opposition. They wrote statements of opposition only to fill in the name later. Sadly, this is not a new approach for the far-left special interest groups.
Kavanaugh is set to begin meeting with senators today. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Boston is thinking about letting people who aren't U.S. citizens vote in city elections. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Boston City Council holding a Tuesday hearing on whether to give the right to vote to non-citizens who are in the U.S. legally. People who would be eligible to vote would include legal permanent residents known as green card holders, DACA recipients, immigrants with temporary protected status, and those who have visas. The council president saying before the hearing began, there wasn't going to be a vote on an ordinance, but simply the start of a conversation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People were protesting President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court of the United States even before the president announced it. Congressman Louis Gohmert says this does not make the left look very good.
When you're ready to just lambast anyone, no matter who it is, if a president appoints us, then it's pretty outrageous.
This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to replace Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny has a few things on Kavanaugh.
In 2003, his confirmation to the D.C. Appellate Court was one of the most contentious and controversial hearings of all times. In fact, it stalled for 3 years over charges that he was had too much partisanship toward the Republican Party. In fact, it's kind of funny because one of the senators called him the Forrest Gump of the Republican Party. So, in fact, that was Dick Durbin. So he's an interesting, seems fairly conservative. He's come out and said in other opinions specifically that he clearly will uphold Roe v. Wade. However, he has discussed in some other opinions a little bit of wiggle room, ruling in favor of some restrictions for abortion. But generally, he's always said he will uphold Roe v. Wade. He was generally against the Affordable Care Act when it came before him. He generally has kind of struck down some Clean Air Act regulations that were eventually overturned by the Supreme Court. So he's generally conservative, and as most people know, he was the clerk for Justice Kennedy.
Penny is host of Radio Law Talk, which can be heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.